Hello, I'm Bill Davidson, the servant and apostle of the Lord Jesus Christ, ministering locally to the body of Christ in Dallas and Fort Worth, Texas, and sent by God to your house with the gospel, a live stream, Roku, wherever you may find it. It'll be there, telephone, don't tell them where you're going to find us. But it's a great blessing to be a servant of the living God. Servants of living God, God opposes. You cannot cause God's servant to fall. God is able to make his servants stand. That's in the Bible. Thank God. And it certainly helped me up. Helped me up as he has you as well, or you wouldn't be here. Those that are with me, God put with me. And he didn't put you with anybody else. He put you with me. And walk with me in the Spirit and glorifying God, praising God, doing his will. Great blessing. Thank God. In 2009, Terry Bye left me quickly and went to heaven. He'd been ill a few days with malignant lymphoma that the devil put on him through wicked tongues, shut up fire from hell. But he went shortly, quickly, and in a very short time, just a few seconds, he was gone. Thank God. And here I was, left with the people that were still with me. There had been a lot of problems since beginning in 04 and through 09. Thank God. Until January 09. People's hard heart. They were hard. They didn't want to obey God. And when pressure, persecution, and affliction came, they were offended and stumbled, fell, and took off. Thank God. Well, those days were not pretty, not easy. They were difficult. Thank God. The mercy and grace of God, if anybody stayed with me. But some did. And they were the ones that God said, "You're not going anywhere. You're not going anyplace." Thank God. So I took what was left, and that's not a put down. I took those that remained with me, and we preached the gospel, and we sung. We sung songs. I wouldn't say we worshiped, but we sung some songs. And I took Terry Bye's recorded songs that we had that he left here. He, of course, he didn't take them to heaven. He didn't need them. Amen. And I took them and one of my boys at one time reached 15 and they dwindled. Now they're 9. Thank God. But I had them singing with the recorded songs of Terry Bye. Amen. I'm talking about his solo songs. He had more faith anointing than with the worship and praise, frankly. But and people didn't know him, and they didn't know the worship and praise either. So I used those songs. And they really were a great blessing. There were 11 of them, actually 12, but one of them didn't have much anointing. I said, take that one out. Amen. Amen. In 2011, on the second day of April, one day after my birthday, I sent an email with a $500 check to a ministry of gospel songs. And I'd heard a few years back in the 90s, really, and I believed it was right for me to do that. And started communicating some with them, and then God had me send, well, actually God had me send $1,000 at a time to their ministry. And then God had me send $1,000 to another ministry of gospel songs. And so two of them were going. And God was directing me to do that. Amen. To give that money. That's the way He's always done me. Giving me millions of dollars and give it away, give half of it away. Sometimes a lot more than that. But just obey God. So one of the ministries I gave by the Spirit of God, $32,500, and the other one, $11,000. And I really didn't know what God was doing at that time. You see, many times you have to wait until God, until you get through something with God, and you say, oh, yeah, now see what you're doing. Now everybody wants to know what you're doing, but you will never find out. Just go and find out what He's doing. And it'll probably be a shock to you, as it was to me and as man still is. Amen. But anyway, sometime I think in August or September of 12, I ceased to give money to those ministries by the direction of God. But you know what God was doing? He was raising up Water of Life singers. Water of Life singers. You see, Galatians 6, you sow to the Spirit, and to the Spirit you reap eternal life. You sow the flesh you reap corruption. I didn't know what God was doing. I just knew God was developing some singers, some singing hearts, singers, ministers of faith and spirit. Thank God. So I'd known for years about the book of Nehemiah, where Nehemiah appointed, I think, 245 singing men and women. And I taught that. But I wasn't sure if that's what God was going to do with my ministry. I just wasn't sure. There was a man that used to go to this fellowship. In fact, he started out with me in this building in 1980. And he said, one day he was talking up here, and twice he said that God said to him, point to me. God told him, looking at me, that's a modern day Nehemiah. Well, when I heard him say that, I thought, I don't know if God said that to you or not. See, God never told me I was a modern day Nehemiah, although I had studied the book of Nehemiah and Ezra, the old Bible, really. And I recognized the singing men and women and what how Nehemiah was persecuted for what he did for doing the will of God. But, of course, that's Old Testament, right, folks? You don't pay attention to that, ha-ha. That's how blind you are. You don't know what you're talking about. So I just kept worshiping God and kept moving with God and doing what God wanted, and God expanded the singers, the ones that sung before everyone, the leaders, so to speak. We had people in the sanctuary that would sing along, and some of them gathered, well, they became good. They started worshiping God. They started praising God. We had people that gathered all over the United States in their home or other places, and they could play our live stream or Roku, and they join us in worship and praise and singing God's songs. Thank God. And there are many, I don't know how many in the United States are that way. Plus, there are people in other countries, foreign countries, that do the same thing. Amen. Thank God. Amen. Well, today, God started talking to me about having given that much money which was over 40, 2,043 really, over to two ministries in America, and that because I'd obeyed him and sowed to the Spirit, God had brought singing people forth, ministering in the Spirit and singing in the Spirit. And their faith was growing. Well, that became interesting to me. And so I left here and I went home and I started talking to Kathy. I said, I'd like to get the book of Nehemiah. Kathy did. The book of Nehemiah. And I'd like you to read some things to me. And so she did. And she read something that I did not recall ever seeing. And I think it's in the 7th chapter of Nehemiah. 148 Asaph singers were with Nehemiah. Is that right?
That's right.
148. And I said, well, I know him about him. So I kind of look and see something I'd forgotten that I've ever done. But she looked in Wikipedia, I think. And two-thirds of the Psalms, 100 of them, are known, according to whoever on Wikipedia. I think there's another website that also had done some research on this. Oh, you know, you count it up. And 100 of them, thank God, well, they knew the author of them, like Asaph, David, Moses, and I forgot the rest of them. Some of them, a few, but one or two. But Asaph was someone I had a lot of respect for. He's the author of Psalm 50. And Psalm 50 is a strong psalm. Well, these singers were Asaph singers. And if I remember correctly, there are 12 psalms that Asaph authored. Is that right?
That's correct.
12 of them. Amen. And it's a great blessing to have these read to me again, you know, and look at them. And I said, well, let's do some calculations. I said, and I had to be reminded a bit, approximately the number of people that were with Nehemiah, and there's almost 50,000. And if you combine the 148 and 245, you get almost 400 singers. Almost 400 singers. And about almost 50,000, only a few hundred or less, actually. Of the people that were with their mind, that these all came out of captivity. Is that right?
That's right.
Came out of captivity with him, with their mind. And so they'd been delivered out of captivity. So I said, Kathy, let's do a little racial work here. What do you say? I said, I think there are about 317 million people in America. I think I've heard that recently by the non-experts. I don't know if anybody knows exact. Well, no, they don't. They know the exact for sure. So I said, let's do some percentage work here. And we got 400 singers and a congregation 50,000, right?
Right.
That's what we had. So, what did I ask you to do next? Do you remember?
What would be the ratio?
What?
What would the same ratio be with the number of people in the population of America?
Right. The same ratio.
Right.
How many of them would be what, singers?
Would be equal to the 400 singers out of the 50,000.
There you go. Equal to 400.
Right.
And it became what, 250 million?
No, 2 million.
No, 2.5 million.
Right.
Right?
Right.
2.5 million singers. The same ratio. Now, I'm not saying that's right, but I'm telling you this. I don't think God leads me to just play with mathematics anymore. You know that? So, 2.5 million singers. Now, I'm not saying this is God, but I'm sure not saying it's not. 2.5 million singing men and women in America. Now, don't forget that have come out of captivity. Boy, is it quiet. Is there anyone here, Bob? They've come out of captivity. Now, that's beautiful. You know that? 2.5 million singers. No, they're not all in Plano. But I'm talking about all over America, hooked up with Roku, live stream with us, and there are a lot of people in the 50 states that joined us in a live stream in Roku. And I know that. And that's a great blessing. Now, I don't know who all that is with us have come out of captivity. I don't even know that you've come out of captivity. I'm going to tell you right now, I'm still fighting some things because God's people put me into captivity with their witchcrafts, with their doubt and unbelief. Amen. And I'm fighting to get out. But I'm going to get out. Thank God. I'm going to get out. I'm going to follow the Spirit of God and come out of captivity. Amen. And others here and in America and other areas of the world that will also come out of captivity as I walk out of captivity myself. It's all done by the Spirit of God and the gospel in faith, following Jesus. Amen. So, I'm rather excited. But I'm going to say something that's in my spirit. That 2.5 million people in America out of captivity will lead the great deliverance and the weeks of the harvest. So, got it? You got anything to say?
No.
Huh?
No.
Am I close?
Yeah.
I mean, I got it pretty close to right.
Yes.
Well, Paul, what do you think? Why don't we lead some out of captivity? Ourselves beginning.